Okay, good yontif to everyone. Everyone didn't realize if you didn't say tachanun, it wasn't because there was a chassan in the crowd. Rather, it's because maybe we're all chassanim because it's Tu B'Shvat. You know, we said yesterday from the Rebbe Zeretshov that he didn't have enough fruits to give out to his chassanim at the table. And what had happened? He said, "You want pears in Olam Hazad? I'll give you pears in Olam Haba. Go learn Torah." So today we're going to try to connect Tu B'Shvat. Get ready a little, and maybe we'll start doing some Purim Shilas and also connect it to, I guess, the Parsha. Parsha talks about Matan Torah. Talks about Torah, so let's talk about an Indian on Torah. Rabbi Zilberstein got a shaila. If a person is in a place that he doesn't have food for his mishloach manos, and you do have svarim or chidushi Torah, it's a very interesting shaila. Can you send your friend divrei Torah and be mekai in the mitzvah of mishloach manos? Or it doesn't have to be food. When it comes down to it, Torah is food for the soul. It's food for the neshama. Right? It's food for the neshama. Rav Tzadok has a klal. Anytime you're physically hungry, it means it's a sign that you're spiritually hungry. So there's a deep connection between achila and Torah. It's not for now. So Rav Zilberstein wants to say, can a person be mekayim the mitzvah of mishloach manos if, let's say, he's in the middle of nowhere, with Torah? So he starts off the tshuva by quoting the sefer Manos Halevi, which I think is written by Rav Shlomo Alkovitz, who otherwise is very well known as the author of the Chedori. Very good. He writes in the beginning of his sefer, I think it's to the sefer to his father-in-law. I only have one volume of the sefer. He says, "The Karashma Manos Halevi Kedin Ukolacha Shtei Manos LaAdam Echad." So yeah, Manos Halevi, like this sefer, I mean, Mekayim the Mishloach Manos. So I was ever seen starting off with a not a cute thing, Chas V'Shalom, but something like a remez that someone that Rav Shlomo Alkovitz, someone who lived a very long time ago, buried in Svat, he mamash had some sort of connection between Mishloach Manos and Chidush Torah. The Ramah also writes, everyone knows the Ramah, Moshe Israelis has a famous parish on Shochanach, but what they don't know is that the Ramah, I Baruch Hashem have the Sefer, has a parish on Migdal Esther called Machir Yayin, right, the seller of wine. So he also writes in the beginning of the Sefer, Shalachti b'mei ha-purim l'mana l'avi Yisrael, that I had wrote this Sefer to the father of Klal Yisrael. So in a way, he's sending Mishloach Manos to Klal Yisrael. So basically, when it comes down to it, Rav Zilberstein gives two ideas from the Shlomo Alkovitz and the Ramah that they were mekayim some sort of way from Mishloach Manos. But he wants to know, is this really melitza, just like a remez, right, like a hint, or is it like din kahalacha? So now he gets to the halacha. He quotes the Sefer Karban Toda al Megillah that has a suffix whether a person would be yotzi through Torah. Because he says that Torah, as we said before, is nedam lachi l'shasiyah. Like we said, the pasuk says, lechu lachmi b'lachmi, right? And Kadosh Baruch Hu says, go after Matan Torah, go inside, and then you could go eat, and shosu b'yayin l'sachti, and you could go drink. Right? We also know that pekudei Hashem yisharim esam chilev, that the pekudim of Hashem, the rules of Kadosh Baruch Hu, gladden a person's heart. And he even quotes the Trumas Adeshin, Simon Kuf Yud Aleph, that has a sober tie, the Tam Mishloach Manos, who could deal the Sapik Tzar Chayzut Suda. What's the point of Mishloach Manos? The whole point of Mishloach Manos is to be able to give Aniyam some food that they should have at the Suda, right? So maybe you'll be Yosei. Why? Because the Mishnah says in Avos, Shemus, that the only reserve scene would be able to try to connect this, you know, that a Mishnah in Avos is what? Shlosha Sha'achla Ashokhan Echad, the three people that sit at a table, below Amru Lav Divrei Torah, it didn't say in the Divrei Torah, Kilu Achlu Mizim Chemesim. So it's as if they ate from the karbanos of dead people. But the Mishnah goes on and says that someone who does say Divrei Torah is considered that you've eaten from the shulchan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Eaten by saying a Divrei Torah. So he's saying maybe according to the Shemus Adeshin, the whole point of the Mishloach Manos is what? That you have something to eat at the table. So basically, Rav Zilberstein is saying, oh, it doesn't mean physically, it means spiritually, because we see that it's considered as if you eat, as if you eat in at the table of a Kadosh Baruch Hu if you said Torah on it. But halacha l'maisa, when it comes down to it, all the Ramazim are very, very nice, but Rav Zilberstein quotes the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Tafresh, Sayin Hei, Sukkot and Chaf, that there's a machlokas whether the Mishloach Manos has to be ready to be eaten, or has to be potentially be eaten, right? Can you send you're in Mishloach Manos, can you send them, you go to Gourmet Glad and you get a skirt, I love skirt steak, very, very, very stark, whatever, it's a schmack thing, Baruch Hashem, not fancy, not like a whatever, a duck or a lamb, like the Five Towns cover over here, but when it comes down to it, I like skirt steak. So can it just be packaged, or does it have to be cooked? So the Maisa, the Mishloach Manos has this topic over here, but at the end of the day, he says, Mishloach Manos, haroi miyad lachil mashmet, it's roi, right, the whole point is for the Indian of the Suda, it's got to be ready to be cooked. At the end of the day, he says that you wouldn't be yotzei to the Torah. Maybe a person would be nice to add it into your mishloach manos. Gam sefer or mechtav im chiddush Torah. Yish bazet tam l'shvach. He said it would be a very praiseworthy thing. So maybe when Emir Toshem come in a month, like 2 or 3 weeks, when all of our parents or we go to get our mishloach manos material, maybe we should have in mind the Emir Toshem to send the Dvar Torah. I don't know what the crazy thing would be. And then Emir Toshem, we do this. Starting from Tu B'Shvat, we'll be able to show the Rebbe Zedek, like he said yesterday, it's not only about the eating the fruits of Eretz Yisrael, hopefully today we'll eat the fruits, but also about the fruits of Olam Haba and Mitzvah Shem, and the mitzvahs of Mishloach Manos, and Matan Torah, the Shabbos, and Mitzvah Shem, by always trying to spread HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. Shkoyach.